Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Losing weight. Well, you know, it can be a challenge. There are ways to do it. However, sometimes you get stuck at that last 20 pounds that you're trying to lose. So we have got the wonderful Dr. Ian Smith here. He's going to help you get jump started and lose that weight for good. Hi, Dr. Ian.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you today.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. All right. So let's talk about Shred. You have that is your number one New York Times bestselling book, The 4-Day Diet, but now you've got another Shred. Tell us about it.
Well, my new book is called Super Shred, 4 weeks, 20 pounds, lose it faster. And it's pretty interesting. My book last year called Shred was 6 weeks, 4 inches, 2 sizes. And the way it all started basically was I have a group on Facebook of weight loss people called Shredder Nation. And, you know, I started off tweeting just, you know, a few kind of weight loss tips to people a couple years ago. And over 3 or 4 days of just these weight loss tips, people were losing real weight, 4 pounds in 3 days, 3 pounds. And I hadn't any intention of developing a full diet plan out of it, but people following me on Twitter kept saying, well, what's next? What's next? We're following you. And so I actually ended up going week after week after week, putting together a plan for people. And that was really how Shred developed. By the end of it, I had tweaks. And everyone who was following the plan had to fill out a survey and send back the results to me so I could tabulate what people were losing, how much exercise they were doing, how well they followed the program. So I get an idea of if you follow the program really well, this is what you'll probably lose. If you don't follow well, this is what you might lose. And so on average, with Shred, people lost about 20 pounds in 6 weeks. Well, that is really fast to me. I mean, when you talk about losing 20 pounds in 6 weeks, that's fast. But believe it or not, people still said, can we lose it any faster? You know, I'm going to a wedding, I'm going on vacation, and for years, weight loss experts and myself included have said, don't lose too much weight too quickly. But I re-examined why we said that. And we said that because people who tend to lose weight quickly, they tend to do it via unhealthy measures, unhealthy strategies, okay, extreme diets, only drinking a particular liquid, only eating one type of food, throwing away entire macronutrients of food categories. So I said, is it possible to lose weight quickly, but do it by eating healthy and exercising well, and thus was born Super Shred. Did the same thing. Went to my Shredder Nation on Facebook, got several hundred people who wanted to try it, and the average weight loss in 4 weeks was 20 pounds.
Wow. So are you showing, I mean, I love that you said that, Dr. Smith, because in terms of, you know, people losing weight and it really everyone's like, oh, if you lose 1 or 2 pounds a week, then you're doing it right. You'll keep it off. My question to you is, do you find from the research you're doing, and I love that you're asking for feedback, by the way, because that really helps to qualify the work that you're doing and it helps to show people in numbers, you know, how you're helping them. But are you finding that people are keeping the weight off even though they're losing it quickly?
That's a great question. And the answer is absolutely. And the reason I've have figured out why they're keeping it off is because, first of all, they're doing it what I call the healthy way. That is, they're still eating all types of foods. They're even having some what people would consider to be unhealthy foods. And if you look at my book, people are surprised that one day you're going to have pancakes, grilled cheese, you may have pizza, lasagna. But I'm teaching people that you don't always have to eat perfectly. But on balance, that means the majority of the time, 70% of the time, if you eat as healthy as possible, you can absorb those days that you want to go out and have a burger and fries. And I do it too, by the way. I love, you know, ribs. I love ribs, but I don't have them every day. So people are keeping the weight off because what they've learned while being on Shred and while being on Super Shred is that it's also about making lifestyle changes. It's also about understanding that there's a give and take. If you're going to have a bad dinner, you have a great breakfast. If you know that you're going to have a big lunch where nothing is going to be healthy, people tend to snack before then. So people are losing the weight because they're doing it healthy. But the other part of it is mental. When people in the Shredder Nation are so excited to see pounds drop, to see themselves at a place they haven't been for so long, I get people who say, you know, I've lost 50 pounds in this program. I haven't been this small since high school. So part of it also is psychological because they don't want to return to where they were when they had gained all that weight. So they want to keep that weight off.
Oh, now, what role does exercise play? How do you emphasize that in Shred?
Any program that says you don't need to exercise to lose weight is being really disingenuous. I mean, all the studies show that for maximal weight loss and to keep that weight off, you have to have a regular exercise program as well as a good nutritional program. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go to the gym for an hour and a half every day. I believe that that is overdoing it. On my program, I have actually a DVD for our Shredder Nation. It's called the Shred 27 Burn. It's a 27-minute workout that requires no gym equipment. You can do right at home or outside, and it's high-intensity interval training, HIIT. And the reason why this works, as studies have shown, is because it takes people into anaerobic respiration. And when you take people into this anaerobic respiration stage, then you end up burning fat better and longer. So you can burn fat 24 hours after the exercise is over. So I typically recommend on the program anywhere between 27 and 45 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week, depending, is enough. But you do not need to be in the gym for an hour and a half, like most people believe.
Dr. Smith, what do you say to people who are, you know, who come back to you and say, oh, you know, I'm trying your program, which I'm guessing it's not very many considering, you know, the amazing success you're having. But to people who are saying, you know what, I'm plateauing. Help me. What can I be doing, you know, to help me take off this weight? You know, it's not working for me. What kind of tools or, I guess, what tips do you recommend to people to help them, I guess, improve your I love that you say Shredder Nation, by the way, to help your Shredder Nation, you know, work it better, I guess, or take off that weight?
Well, first of all, plateauing is completely normal, and it's a good sign. A plateau means that you have lost weight and you're winning the battle against your body. Your body doesn't want you to lose weight, actually. Your body wants to hold on to the weight because it's energy conserving. But when you plateau, that means your body is saying, I'm fighting against you losing weight. And when your body is doing that, that means now you have to change your approach to it. You have to change the amount of exercise, the type of exercise, and change what you eat. The reason why I developed Super Shred was because people had lost 125 pounds on Shred, 100 pounds on Shred, and they plateaued. Well, yeah, you're going to plateau after 100 pounds. What Super Shred did was it shocked their body and put them back into a weight loss, a weight losing mode, because I flipped the types of meals they were eating. I flipped the frequency of meals. Remember, it's not always just about, we always say calories in, calories out is what it's about. It's about other things. It's also about meal spacing, how you space your meals. It's about meal variety, or I call diet confusion. So in the program, I switch the types of food that you eat, I switch the frequency of food that you eat, and I'm a big proponent of snacking. So you eat a lot of snacks, because snacking can preclude you from eating huge overindulgence of meals when it comes time for your entree.
You know, it's very interesting. I'm listening to you speak, and I have a big smile on my face, because at Naturally Savvy, I mean, I'm a holistic nutritionist, and, you know, at Naturally Savvy, we talk a lot about the food that we're eating. And I'm curious, Dr. Smith, tell me your stance on, you know, what type of food people are eating, because that's what I'm really big on, is educating people how to read labels. You know, do you believe that people should be eating low-cal? Do you believe people should be reading labels? Tell me a little bit about your food philosophy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I believe that people should really try to stick to low-cal foods, but they should also have a higher consumption of protein and fiber. And this is really pivotal. So many Americans, you already know, do not consume enough fiber in the diet. In fact, Americans consume about a third of the fiber that they need on a daily basis. And so I like to fill people up on good protein, healthy protein, on fiber, and also making sure that people are well hydrated. So I'm big into water with lemons. I believe in detoxing, natural detoxes, which means eating foods that naturally detoxify your body. They activate liver enzymes, and, you know, of course, the liver cleanses out your blood system. And so I believe there are foods that naturally will activate the detox enzymes in your liver to help clean out your system. But it really is about portion control also. I mean, so many people sit down, and they're consuming 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 calories at one meal. And you know, as a nutritionist, that if you took person A, who consumed 2,000 calories, and person B, who consumed 2,000 calories, but person A did it over just the course of two meals, whereas person B consumed it over three meals and a few snacks, person B is going to do much better, because person B does not have the rise in the insulin that the person who only eats a big meal.
I totally agree. Unfortunately, Dr. Smith, we're out of time, but you were really awesome, and we would love to have you back on. Learn more about Dr. Smith at Dr. Ian Smith on Twitter.